someone or if a merchant were to give an exceptionally low price to something, would the customer say, well, he must be selling that at a...
at a loss?
Just a loss. And if... would you tell me something about credit, how you would give credit to customers in the store? When would you collect on the bills and that kind of thing?
We always collected the first of the month. And we gave itemized tickets for everything we sold. And they could check them as well as we could, you see. And then we would send out statements at the first of the month. And if they didn't pay them, we'd try again. And a few times we've had to have collectors to get it for us, but not many.
Would you sort of describe how you'd approach a customer who hadn't paid his bill?
Well, we would just say that you're behind in last month's bill and we need it. They'd usually, if they could. We had some black people that was worth, we could credit them more than we could some of our white customers because some of them would just come in on the dot and pay their bills. And some of the white ones, of course, they'd say they had a bad month or something. But it's interesting dealing with people. When I first started working in the store, anybody came in wanted a handout, I couldn't refuse them to save my life. I would give them, they'd say they were hungry. I'd give them some cheese, a bologna, and crackers, or sardines, or something like that. So one day my husband called me aside and he said, now listen, you can give me more and we can make seven. So I had to quit that, but it's the hardest thing in the world. But do you know some of those beggars would make town after town? And they knew the soft touches, and of course I was a soft touch. But I tell you what I did do. When a little hungry-looking kid would come in, many of time I've gone to that ice cream, I have pulled out large more than a scoop of ice cream and stuck it down in that cone for a nickel. And I felt better then.
See, which wasn't exactly giving it away. But
no.
How about the banks? Was there much, could you get a loan, or would you tell me about that?
Well, they were pretty good to have a loan when we had a fire. We used to have a tremendous hotel, a three or four story, just three stores down from our store, and it burned. And of course the walls were high and they thought they had everything contained and our store wasn't hurt. My husband put the papers and paper money in the safe and walked out and closed the door and locked it. And just when we thought everything was safe, well, that whole wall fell over on those three stores, and of course our store was in with it.